Ralph Stanley II and the Clinch Mountain Boys have released their first all-gospel album. The title is Lord Help Me Find the Way. It's on Stanley Family Records. Ralph II is my guest in the second hour of today's program. You're going to enjoy talking to him. I've never had the opportunity to speak with Ralph II before. And we talk about the album, a lot of things he's working on, including the festival. Busy guy. I think this might be his best album as the leader of the band with the Clinch Mountain Boys. Ralph Stanley II of Ralph Stanley II and the Clinch Mountain Boys. Thanks so much for tuning in to Unreal Bluegrass. I am very happy to welcome for the first time to Unreal Bluegrass, Ralph Stanley II. How you doing, Ralph?
Well, I'm doing good, Steve. We're up here at the hills of Home Park here between Coburn and McClure, Virginia, and got three or four of the staff members up here, and we're getting a few things ready for the big 50th anniversary next Memorial Day weekend here at the Bluegrass Festival, May 20th through May 23rd at the Stanley Brothers old home place, and we're really excited about it. And so I stepped over here to the camper just for a minute and appreciate you having me on the show.
I appreciate that. 50 years. Boy, that's a lot.
Yeah, you know, back in August, let's see, I guess it was August of 2011, my dad, Dr. Ralph Stanley, he called me over to his house. I didn't know what was going on, and he said, Ralph, how do you feel about running the festival? And I told him I thought he was doing a great job, you know, just the way it was, and I'd be here for him. And he said, well, I'm getting a little older, and it's getting harder. And he said, how do you feel about running it? And I told him I didn't know. You know, it's kind of, and it's really added a lot of gray hairs to my head. It's a job, and, you know, it's very expensive to do, but at the same time, everything I do here, I respect it, but the thing that made my mind up was he said, if you don't do it, Ralph, I'm going to have to close it down. And I said, well, Dad, since you put it that way, I said, I'll do the best I can. And this will be the 50th year of the festival and be my ninth year as as the responsible guy that's putting it on.
And that's a whole different – the reason I wanted to talk to you, and that's good that you're telling me this, is you have a great new album out, Lord Help Me Find the Way, on Stanley Family Records. But what you're talking about now, running a festival, that's a whole nother different bunch of skill sets that you got going on.
Oh, yeah. It's, you know, I was always here, and I've always been, you know, I sung lead for Dad a long time, and I've always been a people person, and I love to mingle with people, and I was always the one that would get out of the night and jam with the fans and stuff like that up here and enjoy it and then, you know, be a little hoarse the next day on the show. But at the same time, you know, since I've been running it, them days are a little bit behind me. I can't do that as much because you've got a lot more responsibility, but I still try to do that one night anyway at the end or something, get out and jam and mingle with the fans, you know.
Well, listen, you're doing a great job doing that. And I have to tell you, man, we talked about this a little bit off the air. Lord Help Me Find the Way, which is on Stanley Family Music. How long has it been out, bro?
It come out officially July the 12th, which I actually sold some copies here last Memorial Day weekend at the 49th annual. Was the first time that it was for sale that I sold it, but July the 12th was the street date, and I know the song Beautiful Hills of Home has actually went to number one multiple times in the Bluegrass Today chart, and it's been hanging in the top five for a long time, and actually was number two to number four probably 7 or 8 or 9 weeks in the bestseller Billboard in Bluegrass. You know,
and it deserves it, Ralph. This is a great collection. There's 12 songs on here, but I think the whole album's been received really well throughout the industry.
Well, I appreciate it. And I didn't do it on a label. I did it on my own label, Stanley Family Records. I'm trying to get it off the ground, and I think it might have got a little more recognition had it been on another label, but at the same time, like I said, I'm trying to do something. Today's times are different, you know, than the past, and I just feel like, you know, I can set my own budget and do what I got to do, and I don't cut no corners and try to make it comfortable. And I felt like, you know, I'd always recorded gospel songs on my records through the years because I believe in them, and I know the man above is the reason we do what we do. And as you know, my dad was very gospel oriented, you know, and he was the first gentleman to bring the acapella singing to bluegrass, so this was kind of a dedication. I know my dad would have been proud to have known that I'd done a gospel record, and the song that I wrote, "Lord Help Me Find the Way," which was the title, I had wrote years ago and put on another album, but I felt like it was time just to re-record it, and that's exactly what I hope and pray for, is that the Lord will help me find my way. And
Ralph, the lyrics go on to say, to say, the Lord help me find my way to be what he wanted me to be, meaning your father. And let me just tell you this right off the bat, because I was going to do this before you went there. You're doing it. You are absolutely doing it.
Well, Steve, I appreciate it. I really try my best, and my heart's in it, and it's all I know. That's just another thing. And I've loved it since I was 2 years old. And when I was a little kid, you know, I was always learning. I got a little mischievous, and, you know, like any other kid. I mean, you know, but when I got up to about, but I loved it all the way through, too, to, you know, but when I got up to about 12 years old, I guess, I really thought to myself, you know, I want to grab a guitar, and I want to stand right there where Carter started it with my dad, my uncle, and also Keith Whitley was another hero of mine that I thought done a great job with my dad, and them's two guys that I looked up to try to do the best I could there, you know, singing lead.
Well, hey Ralph, here's something too, and I meant that about the song "Lord Help Me Find the Way." Please, anyone that hears this album is going to know that you have found the way, and you're doing exactly what you're trying to sing about doing is finding the right way to do this. Two things in addition to that. You are carrying on this great tradition, but you're never, ever, and you never were trying to imitate any sound. You have your own sound.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you know, and the older I get, I feel like it's even getting, you know, I can feel it as it goes, you know, even my style of guitar playing, you know, it's based off the cross-picking sound, you know, that was started with the Stanley Brothers. But at the same time, I can tell that when I take a break on something, you know, I can just tell the difference that's me, you know. It's, you know, right or wrong, and a lot of people tells me, you know, we've heard every guitar player Stanley Brothers or your dad ever had was great, but when we hear you take a break on a guitar, we know exactly who's playing that note, you know.
Listen, Ralph, I followed your career since you were that little kid up on stage, and when Ralph too says the business has changed or this has changed, you've seen it all because you were part of it in a big way, and you've progressed and progressed and progressed. But you really have this, and I might even say this much too, Ralph. Not to say other albums weren't this good. I'm glad you did a gospel album. It has a lot of up-tempo stuff, which we'll talk about. But I every time I listen to this thing, this entire album of Lord Help Me Find the Way, I think it might be the best package top to bottom. And not to denigrate anything else you've done, but I don't see a flaw in this whole set.
Well, I appreciate that. I've been fortunate back in the day to have a couple of Grammy nominations. I don't think one made it. But, you know, but that don't mean that it, you know, but I mean, you know, you're a longtime fan and heard music all your life and know music well, and that means a lot coming from you. And I feel the same way when I listen to it.
You have to be happy with this when you listen to it. If you do, you have to be happy with it.
Yeah, I feel happy with it. I'm very, very happy with it. And there's a lot of great songs on this record. You know, the song "Between Fathers and Sons."
I was just going to mention that because we're talking about you know, "Lord, Let Me Find the Way." Fathers and by the way, gospel. Yes, they're all gospel-oriented songs, but there's a lot of nice up-tempo. Not that there's anything wrong with not being up-tempo, but this stuff moves along. You know, there in between every once in a while, like the title cut that you wrote, which is a nice slower tune. This stuff moves along at a good pace. It's happy gospel music.
Yeah, it was well produced, and Bill Vorendick, you know, he's a great producer, and me and the boys, me and John Rigsby and former Clinch Mountain boy Alex Leach, you know, and Randall Hibbets, we got together many a night too, and really listened through a lot of these songs and the ones that I didn't write, and that song Between Fathers and Sons, I can't remember right offhand who wrote it actually, but when I started hearing the lyrics, the way the song was going, you know, it just didn't seem like it would fit us. And I told the boys, there's something about that song. And then everybody, well, I don't believe it'll work. And then we moved on from it. And I remember after a few more hours, John and Randall had went out to the bus out in my driveway and laid down. And I looked at Alex and I said, Alex, I said, that song that we heard earlier, that Between Fathers and Sons, I said, there's got to be something there, I said, because that really hit me, the lyrics, because it just reminded me of my dad, and it reminded me of, you know, I've got a 13-year-old son, and you know, it just really hit my heart. So we ended up, we just about didn't do it, but I'm thankful.
Oh, I'm glad you did. And what you're talking about is the second cut after Jesus on the Mainline, which is up tempo. Uplifting gospel tunes, I think. Even if we go to I Feel Like Going Home, which you do for obvious reasons, and being written by your uncle and your dad, but that I get a positive feel from even the ones that are supposed to be kind of like, you know, maybe sad. I just think it's all upbeat. Is what I, and I don't mean just by tempo, Ralph. I'm talking about the feeling that you put in these songs now. Maybe that's the you know, as you're maturing, maybe that's what you're able to do, and good. But I think all these songs, even the title cut, you know, you're asking for help to be what your dad wanted you to be, but these are all positive. Don't you feel like these things are coming out of you in a very affirmative way?
Yeah, I do, and the whole time I was doing the record, like I said, I just felt good about it all the way through, and you know, I don't normally re-record songs, but I did write that one years ago from a heart-to-heart experience.
Yeah.
You know, when Oh Brother, Where Art Thou got real big, and 2002, I guess it was, 2001, 2000, whatever it was back there, and Dad went off on the tour with, you know, the Down from the Mountain, and
I saw it
really hit the big time, you know, which he was always big time in my world and a lot of other people's world, but that hit it in another direction, and so we ended up filling in some shows, you know, for him that he had booked that he couldn't do. That I think there was 15 shows booked, and there was about 13 of them. Let me bring the band at that time on in, and we filled them up, or filled in for him. And you know, there was a lot of new fans coming out thinking he was going to be there at that time, and it never had seen us or knew. And you know, that was that put me on a blood pressure pill actually when I was about 20.
Did it really?
22 years old. Yeah, I mean, it was a lot of stress and a lot of, you know, it was a hard time, but I just wrote that song one night. I finally seen what it was like without him around, and then about 6 years later, when I first recorded a song after I did that record on, you know, I've always loved traditional country music too. George Jones is one of my favorites, and a lot of the older style country music. You know, not so much today, but you know, that's been I wanted to do an album kind of flavored that way, and after I did that record, my dad looked at me and he said, Ralph, he said, I think it'd be a good idea for you to get on your own and start finding your way and letting people see you for who you are, get the experience of leading the band. And he said, and when you don't have a show, he said, you've got a family to feed. He said, you can come back here and play with me and all that, you know. So I done that. And then, you know, a year or so went by, you know, and I was getting a few bookings, you know, but it was a little lean here and there, you know, it was rough, and traveling in the van, and I got a motor home, and then a lot of promoters were saying, well, what's the name of your band, you know, and I asked Dad, you know, what should I name my band, and He said, well, I don't believe I would name my band. He said, I believe I'd just stick to what I got. But little did I know, and you know, he knew then that he wanted me to
take the name over. Oh, sure.
Yeah,
and you do it well. If I haven't mentioned it, it's Ralph Stanley 2 and the Clinch Mountain Boys. Yeah. And you get to carry that banner with you as you're carrying on this legacy. And again, if people aren't familiar with Ralph 2, he carries all that tradition in his heart, but there's no imitation of any sound. This is all you. And even when you do a song like I Feel Like Coming Home, it's Ralph 2. And I like this about the album, many things, but you do a nice, like, Glory Land's kind of upbeat. Then you do the title cut, which we talked about. Then you come right back with John Caught a Vision, which, again, is these things are picking up and going on. This is upbeat, positive music. Even the ones about, you know, Beautiful Hills of Home, of course, that is, A New Day in Heaven. And all of these things, to me, Ralph, I keep coming back to this, are it's just a nice, positive feel that you put through in the way you're singing them and presenting them. And they could have been done a different way. Some of these things could have been really sad. You get that message of the longing of being reunited with your family and those days in heaven. But I get a real uplifting. I keep repeating myself, man, but I just want to let you know how this comes off when you listen to it. You've nailed this. You've absolutely nailed this in your way.
Well, Steve, I appreciate it. And I know you know music well, like I said, and that means a lot coming from you. And I appreciate you, you know, having me on your show and playing our music and playing bluegrass in general, you know, to keep it out there for people to hear it.
Well, there's a lot of people doing it, and it's all for the benefit of everybody gets to hear music like what you're putting out. I am very, and Bill wrote great liner notes. You mentioned him earlier, and then you went ahead and recorded a song, I guess, that he co-wrote, which was From Father to Son. Again, that same feeling, that same thought about you know, that family connection.
Yeah, that was a good song too. Him and I think who else? Glenn Duncan, I think, helped him write it maybe. And
yes,
I can't. There's one more I can't remember. Like I said, I'm up here on these. We've been over here getting some stuff ready. We got some exciting stuff for the festival, and hopefully, a lot of people's going to try to plan on coming and being with us next year here at the Stanley Brothers old home place here between Coburn and McClure, Virginia, Memorial Day weekend. And we're going to do a four-day event. It's normally Thursday through Saturday, but we're doing Wednesday. I think it starts around noon on Wednesday, and we got a big lineup, and it's going to be a special year. And I know that my dad would be very proud to know we've hit the 50th, and I know Michael Carter was glad to know that my dad has done it all the years. Proud to know that before this. So we can make it a huge, huge success here and keep it going for many, many more years.
I'm sure they're happy, and it's you. At this point, you're doing this, Ralph Stanley 2. We call you 2, we call you Ralph, but you're doing it, man. And I tell you what, since you're mentioning the festival, we've talked about the album. Do you have a website where people can find Stanley Family records or information about the festival that you're talking about?
Yeah, they can go to www.ralph2.com, and that's a number 2, ralph2.com, and go to store. And I've got my new gospel album and my latest bluegrass album, which had Don't Point Your Finger, and that's been a pretty good song for us. And I've got Born to Be a Drifter, had Wilder Than Her and Bluefield. They've been pretty good to us. And I'm also putting out some old live stuff that you can find on there. I've got an old Stanley Brothers record from 1957, Valley View Park, that was live in Pennsylvania. That's on my label. And I've got a live in Seattle, Washington, 1969, a double CD set can be purchased on there. And I've actually got, speaking of, I mentioned Keith Whitley earlier, sang lead for Dad for around 8 years. Right. The last tour that he did before he went with J.D. Crow was out west, and thankfully somebody recorded some of that and got a whole show in California, so it's called Way Out West. And I'm not sure if I've got it uploaded on there yet or not, but I need to do that here for the holidays. So that's another one they can look out for on www.ralph2.com with the number two.
With the number two, I think you got it covered. You know, one of the things you mentioned, these old recordings, and I hope there's more of them, and I hope you can make more of them available. But one of the fun things that when people went to see your dad, he had that album he only sold live, which was the festival. It has everybody on it, Reno, everybody's on. You know what I'm talking about, McClure?
Live at McClure. We're planning, my plans right now is to do a live at McClure 50th year. It ain't been done since 75, and that was 1975. Actually, I think that album might be out of print. It's on Rebel, but, I mean, I've got a copy of the LP at home, actually. I've got it in my office hanging up. That was a real classic record.
Oh, man, and I bought it from your dad because the only place to get it was when he appeared live. You could buy it live, but you couldn't get it anywhere.
Yeah, live at McClure. Yeah, yeah. That's and my plans right now is to do one here for the 50th, so hopefully that'll
good.
It'll work out. So.
Well, listen, Ralph, I mean, I thanks so much for your time. I know you're busy as heck with the festival, and I'm so excited with this new album. Lord help me find the way. And I don't get people on the show just to gush at them. And I've never talked to you before. I've seen you before, but I'm telling you, this is absolutely, you got it nailed on this one, and this is Ralph Stanley 2. And yes, you found your way, and you're doing exactly what anybody would have expected you to do, plus more. And I say congratulations to you.
Well, Steve, thank you again, and I appreciate it. And that's the first time we've ever done an interview, and hopefully we can do many more through the years. And if you want to come up here to the festival, just let me know, and we'll be glad to have you up here at Hills of Home for the 50th.
You did a great job talking with me, Ralph. I'll catch you down the road, man. I appreciate everything.
Yeah, thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
See you. Bye.